USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Another round of stimulus payments to most Americans will start to go out this month after the Senate passed the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan.
It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed. This nation has suffered too much for much too long. And everything in this package is designed to relieve the suffering and to meet the most urgent needs of the nation and put us in a better position to prevail.
President Joe Biden said that over 85% of American households will receive $1,400 per individual. A couple with two children making $100,000 annually would receive $5,600. And President Biden will sign an executive order today altering the way the federal government handles elections, including increasing voting and voter registration access for criminals in prison and probation. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Former President Trump's lawyers are telling GOP groups to knock it off.
Attorneys for former President Trump have sent cease and desist letters to the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which raise money and shape messaging for the midterm elections and beyond. All three committees have referenced Trump in recent emails asking for donations to increase their coffers as they work to win back control of Congress in midterm elections. On Friday, the RNC sent two fundraising emails asking those who consider themselves President Trump's most loyal supporters to virtually sign the official Trump thank you card. Politico also noted that Trump has been angry that those groups have used his name to support Republicans who voted to impeach him earlier this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a report from the Epoch Times, an advisor for Trump says he has not mentioned replacing former VP Mike Pence on a possible 2024 run. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. is still developing intelligence on this week's deadly rocket attack at an airbase in Iraq.
Expect us to do what's necessary to defend ourselves. We'll strike if that's what we think we need to do at a time and place of our own choosing.
The Al-Hasad airbase, which hosts American coalition and Iraqi forces, was targeted by at least 10 rockets. Pope Francis continued his historic tour of Iraq, holding mass and visiting the city of Mosul on Sunday. The 84-year-old pontiff saw the ruins of houses and churches in a square. Much of the city was destroyed in the bloody battle by Iraqi forces and an international military coalition to drive out the Islamic State in 2017. Iraq's Christian community, one of the oldest in the world, has been particularly devastated by conflict over the years. Churches in Florida, already struggling financially in the pandemic, have been hit with another blow. Here's Mike Fortier in the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. The pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.